Want to learn how to be an entrepreneur?
You are dedicated and devoted to a life of developing new ideas and innovations, willing to take calculated career risks, achieving independent wealth and success. Then you are ready to experience the entrepreneur effect. We'll highlight opportunities for entrepreneurs in digital marketing through interesting, practical, and thought-provoking interviews and monologues. Increase your income and be your own boss by listening to The Entrepreneur Effect. Please welcome your host, a 25-year veteran in sales, management, and business development, Dush Ramachandran.
Hi, welcome to Entrepreneur Effect. This is Dush Ramachandran. Our guest today is Roberta Matchison, who is the president of Matchison Consulting and the author of the new book, The Magnetic Leader, How Irresistible Leaders Attract Employees, Customers, and Profits. Welcome, Roberta.
Thank you. Glad to be here.
Yeah, it's a pleasure. And thank you for making the time to come on our show. So, first of all, this is a really fascinating book. You talk about how people can become irresistible leaders, attract talent, customers, and profits, which is really great. So, briefly before we start, why don't you set the stage and tell us about how you came to write this book?
Well, that's a really great question. I decided to write this book because I had noticed that a lot of managers were actually repelling talent. And I thought, wow, this is really going to have a major impact as the economy continues to improve, which it has been. And so I thought if I could present a way for leaders to switch into a gear that allows them to attract top talent that would stick around, that would be a book that would be extremely valuable to business owners, executives, or any leader.
And so what experience in your background led you to this? I mean, what did you draw upon to come to these different conclusions?
Well, I mean, I'll have to admit, when I first started out in leadership, I was probably one of those leaders who was doing a great job of repelling talent. So I thought, you know, I really owe it to people to make sure that others don't have the same impact that I probably had on my people. And so my whole life has pretty much been in the field of leadership and development of employees and creating great workplaces where employees love to work and customers love to do business.
Excellent. So you've helped companies like General Motors, New Balance, the Boston Beer Company, et cetera. But before you, and that's presumably through your business, Matchison Consulting. So before you, Matchison Consulting, how did you get into business? I mean, what was your career track, if you would share some of that with us?
Well, at the age of 24 years old, I was promoted into the executive suite, a commercial real estate company. And I spent 6 years as their director of human resources. I was involved in an IPO. And after I finished that, I moved into working for other organizations and starting up their HR functions.
Okay. So so you were involved with this company. You were working for this company that went through an initial public offering. They took the company public. And did you stay on with the company after they went public?
Yes, I did.
Okay.
It was a fascinating experience. I mean, I was part of the executive team, so, you know, I was part of that whole process.
Okay. And so presumably you'd gathered, you know, a whole lot of experiences associated with the way in which these companies were attracting people, retaining good talent, et cetera. And then as the founder of Matchison Consulting, when you went off and started your own business, did you put some of those things into practice? Some of those things that you learned?
Absolutely. I mean, I took the best practices. I learned, first of all, I have to say, I probably learned just as much from the things that didn't work out very well or my observations about what leaders were doing that was not attractive to talent. So I definitely learned a lot about that and applied that to the work that I do with my clients. I still do that. And then I also took the best practices. I mean, this company is still doing great today, and it's a great organization. And, you know, a lot of practices that I learned there were evergreen.
Okay. And so at what point did you, notice that some of the leadership traits were repelling good candidates, good employees? Was that all through your career, or was it since you started, Matt? Lead us through that, if you would.
I've seen this happen throughout my career. I mean, this business of repelling talent, it's really not a new concept. I just think it's a little different because in the old days, you stayed in a job because you had to, so you stuck it out. You didn't really have a choice. And today, people have so many choices that they can leave and not think twice. And so I think that it's a little bit more... we're seeing a lot more of it. It seems like it's happening more frequently.
What are some of the attributes that you find that repel employees and good talent?
Some of the attributes that really repel great people are leaders who put themselves before they put their people. And so they're very focused on their own jobs and what's in it for them, rather than looking at their team and saying, you know, what kind of opportunities can I give the people on my team so they excel? We also see a lot of leaders who are unwilling to really have what we call crucial conversations with people about their performance. And so the employee goes on thinking they're doing a great job and then finds out later on that that's not really the case. And so then they don't get a promotion and they wind up leaving.
So that's a couple of good pointers where... managers or leaders are more worried about their own position rather than they are of their team. Now, most of our listeners are entrepreneurs themselves and they're business owners. They're not actually, some of them are, but most of them are working for themselves, creating businesses and employment. So in that scenario, how would your advice play out? I mean, these are not people that are worried for their jobs, and these are not people that are concerned about how they look to their boss, but they're probably worried about their business. So what would you change in your advice to business owners and entrepreneurs as opposed to people that are working for a large corporation?
Well, I'm going to assume that some of your listeners have employees. And so if they're putting their own interests first, meaning the owner is always thinking about, you know, what's in it for me or how do I make more profits? Mm-hmm. And not thinking about, well, what does my employee need from me? Can I be a little more generous? Can I be a little more flexible? Can I help them achieve something that some of the bigger companies can't help them achieve? I mean, that's the way that entrepreneurs need to really look at talent today, because they certainly can't compete for talent based on, you know, their wallets. It's really hard to compete with Google. Even if you're IBM, it's still really hard to compete with them. So you have to sort of compete on your own terms.
Okay. You know, in your book, you talk about the seven testable genetic leaders. And let's just... We're going to be going into a break in 2 minutes. So if you could just describe what those seven traits are, we'll pick up details of those traits after the break. So if you wouldn't mind, would you just talk us through what those seven traits are of magnetic leaders?
Well, how about if I give you two, and this way your readers can read the rest.
Okay.
So the first makes up a magnetic leader is someone who is authentic. And a lot of times we see these leaders who are trying to be someone they're not, or they're modeling another kind of leader, but it's not within their personality to really be that way. And employees really see through that. And they would rather have a leader who's authentic. You know, maybe that person is pretty rules oriented, like that all the time, rather than having to try to figure out, well, what's this guy's personality this week? And then the second area of magnetic leadership is transparency. And that's really being up about in your organization, both good and bad.
Okay. Those are two very good points. And we'll dive into details of those after the break. Let's take a short break. And when we come back, we'll continue our conversation with Roberta Matcheson. Stay tuned.
Stay tuned for more of the Entrepreneur Effect when we return.
How much are your best ideas worth? PriorThings.com gives you an added layer of protection for all of your intellectual property, ideas, and creative things. New business idea, pitch deck, PowerPoint presentation, song lyrics, source code, killer blog posts. We help you protect it all. How do we do it? We use the same technology platform that secures transactions for Bitcoin and other cryptocurrencies. Learn more at PriorThings.com. Check out exclusive listener pricing for Cranberry Radio listeners by going to bit.ly/FounderCircle.
Do you look at the task of ranking your site at the top of the search engines like you would climbing the top of Mount Everest? It doesn't have to be. TopSEOs.com knows how hard that climb can be, and they can make top ranking a reality. TopSEOs send you to only the right search vendors and agencies that they know will work for you. Since 2002, TopSEOs.com has reviewed and researched the best search engine marketing agencies and solutions providers. Don't risk the cost of falling off the proverbial peak of search rankings. Let TopSEOs give you peace of mind. TopSEOs.com, the independent authority on search vendors.
Looking for a better way to get more traffic and interaction to your Facebook page? Imagine Facebook interactivity on your page like you've never seen. Introducing your new Facebook marketing fix, ZoSocial, the new and revolutionary way to easily manage and automate your Facebook contests and sweepstakes. Create a fun, easy-to-win contest by writing a simple Facebook post. Watch your post go more viral and generate loads of interaction. Track your traffic and generate email lists with ease. ZoSocial is mobile-friendly and complies with Facebook terms of service. Let ZoSocial give your Facebook page some flash today. Zoom over to ZoSocial.com.
You are experiencing the Entrepreneur Effect. Here's Dush Ramachandran.
Welcome back. This is Dush Ramachandran with Entrepreneur Effect. And our guest today is Roberta Matcheson, the founder and CEO of Consulting and the author of the new book, The Magnetic Leader, How Irresistible Leaders Attract Employees, Customers, and Profits. So, Roberta, before the break, we were talking about two traits of magnetic leaders. Now, you identified, authenticity and transparency as two very important traits. What about two traits that repel good talent, the opposite of these two good traits?
Well, I think that one of the traits that really repels talent is when you have a tendency to micromanage people. People feel when they're micromanaged that they're not able to do their best work because they're always having somebody look over their shoulder. And we see a lot of entrepreneurs that like to micromanage. And micromanagement is really the belief that nobody can do what you can do as well. Nobody can do what they do as well as you can. And I'll tell you, if that's the case, then you might as well just do it yourself.
True. Now, in your research and in all of the analysis that you've done, have you identified any particular reason why people micromanage, why leaders micromanage? You've pointed out the underlying feeling why they feel they can do it best, but is it because of insecurity? Is it because of arrogance? Is it because of any other character trait that you've identified? What causes this micromanagement?
It's without a doubt lack of trust. Because when you really, really trust somebody, you let them do whatever it is they need to do. It's when you don't trust that they're going to do it as well as you do that you feel compelled to manage every part of the process.
Okay. All right. Excellent. So, you know, in the process of writing this book and in creating your business, I'm sure you've come across a lot of learnings. So what, for example, if you were to encounter your younger self, say your 18-year-old self or 20-year-old self, what advice would you give that young lady?
I would tell her not to take life so seriously. Okay. I mean, when I was 12 and I was an executive, I mean, you know, I was like the complete package. And I was one of those workaholics, and I just devoted all my time and energy to my career and my work. And in the meantime, I think there was probably a lot of other things going on around me that I never even noticed.
Okay. And so can you point to anything that you would have done better had you taken yourself less seriously?
Well, let's see. I probably would have had a more balanced life instead of a crazy existence. And I would have taken more time to develop hobbies, which my husband and I laugh about now because I don't really have many. and as you get older, it's sort of like people expect that you have a hobby or that when you eventually retire, you'll do something. And I'm kind of like, well, I don't have any idea what that would be. So there are no plans for retirement.
Okay. And so now that the book's come out, and I'm sure it's being reviewed very favorably because it's a really wonderful book. What would you say this book represents as far as you're concerned? I mean, is this your life's work? Is this something that you would like to be seen as your legacy to the world? How do you view the book?
Well, this is my third book, and I have another new book coming out this year. So I see this book as, one part of leadership, which constantly is changing depending on what's going on in the environment and the kind of work that I'm doing with my clients. So I just see this as my way of adding value to companies and entrepreneurs and people who are interested in becoming better versions of the leaders that they're working for.
Great. Now, in your business, having worked with large Fortune 500 companies, you're also working with small to medium-sized businesses.
Yes.
What is the exact type of work that you do with small businesses? Is that HR consulting, or is it leadership training, CEO mentorship? Give us an idea of exactly what you do for small to medium businesses.
The majority of my clients now are what we call advisory clients, executives or the business owner, to help them strengthen their organization on any matters related to talent. How do you attract people? How do you retain them, nurture them? How do you... Anything in that area is where I help those leaders.
And many of our listeners who are small to medium business owners and entrepreneurs would be very interested in understanding how best to work with you or what you could do for their businesses and for them. So briefly, could you describe the engagement model? How do you work with businesses? Do they come to you? Do you go to them? Give us an understanding of what that would look like.
Well, it's hard to really say exactly because I don't think any two engagements really look all that similar. But right now I am working with some small businesses, working again with their CEO to really help them figure out how to maximize their talent. Because I'm in Massachusetts and my clients are all over the world, But here in Massachusetts, I mean, we are having record low unemployment rates, which is true of much of the country. And so anything that I can do to help guide them to get the people that they need to fill these jobs, get the right people, make sure they're being productive, and taking that off their plate allows them to really focus on other aspects of business growth.
Great. So a business owner that is listening to this right now, if they wanted to understand how best to work with you, how would they go about it?
They could reach out to me. They could call me at 617-608-3633, or they could email me at Roberta@Matuson, M-A-T-U-S-O-N, consulting.com, or they could call you and ask you how to connect us.
Yeah. Oh, do you have a website they might go to that they might be able to get?
Yes, absolutely. Lots of free resources on my website, MatchesonConsulting.com.
Okay, that's great. So we're going to take a short break, and when we come back, we'll continue our conversation with Roberta Matuson. Stay tuned.
Stay tuned for more of the Entrepreneur Effect when we return.
Cranberry Radio is your new destination for education, entertainment, and engagement. Get educated and entertained by our panel of on-air experts and peers, and engage with us anytime by following us on Twitter, Facebook, Google+, and LinkedIn, so you can reach us before and after every program. Located on our new social shareable live streaming player. Access the new Cranberry Radio live stream player at our website, cranberry.fm.
Is your website hacked? Is your website displaying error messages or loading slowly? Even if there are no signs of malicious activity, your site may still be compromised. Websites, like cars, require regular maintenance to perform at their best and not leave you stranded. At Fjorge, our website maintenance experts can help you assess which one of our maintenance plans will best support your needs. Visit fjorgedigital.com or call 612-877-3840 and get the support and protection your website and business deserve. That's fjorgedigital.com.
Hi, I'm Montel Williams. Most of you know me as a talk show host, but I'm also an author, actor, single father of four, avid snowboarder, and I'm also a medical marijuana patient. Living with multiple sclerosis, I'm in pain every day. Medical marijuana is my last resort, and it helps me when all other drugs have failed. If you'd like more information about medical marijuana, you can contact the Marijuana Policy Project at mpp.org or call 1-877-JOIN-MPP.
You are experiencing the Entrepreneur Effect. Here's Dush Ramachandran.
Welcome back. This is Dush Ramachandran with Entrepreneur Effect. Our special guest today is Roberta Matuson, the author of the new book, The Magnetic Leader, How Irresistible Leaders Attract Employees, Customers, and Profits. And she also happens to be the president and founder of Matuson Consulting. So, Roberta, you know, before the break, we were talking about the kind of work you do for small businesses or small to medium businesses and how they might be able to reach out to you. The book, The Magnetic Leader, is really a great way to for business people to kind of get engaged and understand what they can do to kind of fix problems themselves. So when is the book going to be available? Is it available now? And where can someone go to get the book?
The book is out now. It's also available in audio and Kindle as well. And you can go over to Amazon and download your copy or put in your order, and everything's right there.
Okay. And it is The Magnetic Leader. Now, for people that might be interested in looking at, you know, reading the book and then probably getting engaged with you, they can come to MatchesonConsulting.com. So that's great. What about, you know, looking to the future? What are you most excited?
I'm most excited about really helping organizations maximize their talent. And, you know, most people, when they read about the economy and they see that our unemployment numbers are going down, I don't think they get as excited as I do, because it just says to me, it's just a reminder that your people are your most precious resource and you have to treat them well. And I know how to do that. And so it makes me excited, because I just see like there's tons of opportunities out there to help business owners really, really maximize the talent and be extremely profitable.
Okay. And so in terms of implementing some of the things that you book, what would be some of your maybe two or three ideas on how people might implement strategies? I mean, in the book, you talk about a number of different hiring practices. You talk about the Disneyland approach, the Starbucks strategy, and so on. Would you care to just touch on a couple of those things super quick?
Sure. Well, one of my favorites is the Disneyland approach to hiring. And what that is all about is that if you've ever been to one of the Disney parks or any amusement park, you'll see a common theme, and pun intended there. And that's people will go through the gates and the majority of people will turn to the right. And on the right are, you know, the same kind of rides and attractions and food as there are on the left. And I advise my clients, when they're looking for talent, go to the left. On the left, there's plenty of talent. There's shorter lines, and talent is more accessible. And what I mean by that is, stop looking for the shiny new penny, the young millennial. Look at people who are underemployed. Look at people who want to go back to work. I mean, there's so many great people out there. If you look where other people aren't, you stand a much stronger chance of talent that you need.
That's a good point. Now, one of the common things that we hear a lot, especially from technology entrepreneurs, is that, I can certainly look at underemployed people or people that might be older, but many of these people didn't grow up with technology, and so they really have a problem with, you know, social media, or they don't quite understand how technology works as it relates to mobile apps and things of that nature. That's a generalization. Obviously, everyone understands that. There are a lot of people, who are, of a certain age, who probably have a working knowledge of most of these things, but certainly millennials who grew up using technology are extremely comfortable with that. So how do you break through that?
Well, I mean, I'm not going to suggest that you hire an 80-year-old man to work in the warehouse and lift boxes and move them around. Nor am I going to suggest that you specifically look for, mature workers to fill, entry-level coding jobs. But there are abundance of jobs that today we see companies seeking young talent for, that these jobs could be done very well by people who are re-entering the workforce. And, the key is like when you hire these people, they're going to be extremely loyal because they're going to be so thankful that you gave them an opportunity. Whereas, the younger people, they're going to stay around a year if you're lucky, maybe two, and many will move on.
That's a good point. That is very good. Well, that's excellent. Roberta, thank you so much for the time you spent with us. It's been hugely useful. So I would strongly encourage our listeners to go head on down to Amazon, a copy of The Magnetic Leader by Roberta Matchison. And the book is available now. And if you're interested, go to matchisonconsulting.com to check out some of the free resources there. Roberta, thank you so much.
Thank you. It's been a pleasure.
The opinions expressed are those of the hosts and their guests and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff and management of Cranberry News Marketing and Cranberry.fm. Rebroadcasts or retransmission of this content without proper consent is prohibited.